Well, thanks for listening to Drive on ABC Northern Tasmania. I mean, it's not like there are countless other entertaining and informative options out there, but if you're really in a bind, then I guess my program is better than nothing. Who knows, you might even learn something, like how to spot someone being passive-aggressive. It can be incredibly frustrating to deal with, and often their words don't match their actions. Kim Cullen is a psychologist. Was that passive-aggressive?
Well, intro could have been passive aggressive because there was a little bit of, this is the only thing available at the time, but it's still good anyway. So I guess you could have been flirting with the line a little bit. But when it comes to passive aggressive behaviour, I kind of look at malice and I would say there was no malice.
How do you know if someone is being passive aggressive? Take us through the classic signs.
You actually mentioned one, when somebody's behaviour doesn't match their words. You know, when somebody's, demonstrated emotion doesn't match their words. So if someone turns around and says, oh, I just so love our 2 o'clock meetings, they're just so productive, and they're doing that with a bit of a sigh and a bit of a drone to their drawl to their voice and everything, then you know that their words aren't matching what they're actually saying.
So the old
sarcasm's a telltale one.
Are you going to the 11 o'clock meeting? Yeah, can't wait.
Yes, that would be passive aggressive.
So it is deliberate?
Yes, passive aggressive behaviour is deliberate. Don't let anyone tell you different. I just really, really, it's one of my pet peeves, passive aggressive behaviour. And it's amazing how often we come across it. And it's amazing how often we all display it from time to time.
Yeah, we do from time to time. You're right. But isn't it just easy in terms of communication to say exactly what you mean rather than implying or being indirectly hostile?
Yeah, of course. It would be easy to do that. But it's also when you say exactly what you mean that it's ripe for risk. And some people don't necessarily feel like they're safe enough to say exactly what they mean. So there is passive aggressive behaviour is definitely deliberate, but it doesn't always have a sting attached to it. Sometimes it can come from a place of, I don't feel comfortable expressing exactly what I'm feeling here, so I'm going to go another way. I'm going to go in the shallow end and do it there, as opposed to diving in the deep end.
Okay, what if somebody is, deliberately being passive aggressive and they're called out on it? Why do they say, no, I'm not?
There could be multiple reasons, but it could be embarrassed.
Right.
It's easy to say they might not be aware of their behaviour. They're aware of their behaviour, but they might not be aware of the impact that it actually has. And so, I can use a personal example that I had. This is when my daughter, she's older now, but when she was a teenager, and you would definitely get the passive-aggressive behaviour, the overt compliance and the eye rolls and everything like that. And I had pulled her up for actually being disrespectful. Like, don't be disrespectful. And I said the thing that you say you're not going to say as a parent. I went, and she said, I'm not. I literally just said this. And I went, well, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. And you know what you did. And I kind of pulled her up for being disrespectful, because passive behavior is disrespectful. And she said, I don't know what you mean by that. So in this case, she knew the behavior and she knew what she was doing, but she didn't necessarily know how it was going to be interpreted by me. She was only like 12 or 13 at the time. So she learned quickly.
I bet. There wouldn't be much that would go through to the keeper with you, would there?
No, not very much. But, when you're – this is the thing. When somebody's passive-aggressive before you and you have an emotional investment in this person or even a professional investment in this person, then your objectivity can go out the wall, out the door, and we can bark or bite back. And that doesn't help dealing with a passive-aggressive person. I really do believe in pulling them up. Like, as you said, what about when they're pulled up and they deny it? I think in terms of any behaviour, to be honest, if you ever find yourself in a problem situation, any situation that involves, covert, dodgy behaviour, then you would look at the self first. Always look at the self and go, all right, someone's being passive aggressive with me. Is it because I don't listen? Is it because I'm unapproachable? Am I being an ass right now? So look at the self first. But if all of that, is across the board and you think you're behaving quite reasonably, then my advice would be to name the behavior and ask them if that's what they meant. So in this case, after that with my daughter, I would say, you came across as quite disrespectful there, or you came across as insincere there, or you came across as this there, despite what you said. Was that your intention?
And did she say, whatever?
So she rolled her eyes. She's 13 years old. So I'm not going to say, I'm not saying this is going to work on teenagers, but it'll have more effect in the workplace.
How damaging can it be to relationships, and not just, you know, a couple, but as you alluded to there, workplace relationships?
It is very damaging to workplace relationships because it means, and personal relationships, because it means that you're not safe. It means that you can't trust or hold that person to their word. It means that irrespective of what they say to your face, you know that it may or may not be what they really mean and what they really feel. It is unsafe.
But if you self-reflect and tick all your boxes and then say to somebody, are you being passive-aggressive, is that almost me being passive-aggressive too?
I'd be cautious of calling anybody passive-aggressive, but I would speak to what you saw and how you interpret it. You know, when you roll your eyes this way, so it's not saying you're passive-aggressive or you're disrespectful, which is a mistake I made with my daughter, but, it's not saying you're passive-aggressive, you're being mean, you're unsafe. It is when you roll your eyes like that, it comes across this way. Is that what you intended? Like when someone rolls their eyes at you, it undermines you, it undermines your feelings, it undermines your view, it undermines your position if it's a workplace thing. So I would name the behaviour and say what the behaviour does and then ask intent. Rather than going, you're passive aggressive, you're damaging our relationship, you're doing this, you're crap, I would just say, when you roll your eyes that way, it undermines the point that I was just trying to make. Is that your intention? Do you want to dispute my point? Because I'm comfortable to hear that.
That's passive aggressive. Do you want to dispute my point?
Well, not if you mean it. Because somebody's rolling, if somebody's, that's the thing. It's not about, there's no particular behavior that is always passive aggressive or always non-passive aggressive. Behavior that's passive aggressive is behavior that when what you're saying or what you're doing doesn't match. Whereas if you're asking somebody, would you like to dispute what I say, and you're going to give them the opportunity to do that, you're not being passive aggressive, you're being assertive.
Always great to chat with you, Kim. I love it how you say exactly what it is on the can. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
No problem at all. Thanks, Kim.